So one of the biggest mitzvahs, I think, is definitely to have pizza Matzah Shabbos. Because we know halacha is that I'm reading from the Shmir Shabbos, Yisadar Adam Es Shulchano B'Matzah Shabbos, I feel in a tzarch Elul Kazayis. If a person, even if he not only can eat a kazayis, a person should set up his table and have Malav Malka Matzah Shabbos. V'atam, the reason is, K'dei L'chabed Es HaShabbos B'Yitziyasa, K'derach Shemachabda B'Knisasa. Just like you escorted the Shabbos in, she escorted the Shabbos out, and that is what we call, is obviously called Malav HaMalka. V'afki Rabbi Menin is Harim B'Sudas Malav HaMalka, Kol Yari Shamayim Yis Amitz L'Kaima. Says the Shmir Shabbos, everyone should try to do it. You know, it's entire life. Your wife tells you, yeah, I had too much to eat. And you say, oh, I need another slice of pizza. I need a slice of pizza. And then you tell her it's a mitzvah. And then everything is fine. And therefore, you should have in mind Moav Malka. And you should say, with shame mitzvahs, Moav Malka. That's where the Shmir Shabbos Kolchaser brings down. But I think, you know, a little bit of a different style tonight. I think you can make a chakira. And again, I think this needs a little bit of work still. But by to understand this chakira, we could understand a couple of halachos by Moav Malka. So the question is this Malav HaMalka meal connected to Shabbos, or is it an independent, separate entity? In other words, we know that Malav HaMalka is escorting out the Shabbos, but how similar is it, or is it similar at all, to the other meals of Shabbos? Is there any connection, or is it a completely separate halacha? It's a new parak in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa called Malav HaMalka. Is it a separate thing? So the first, I think, example where you can see there's this dichotomy amongst the poskim is, what about women? Does your wife, when she tries to stop you from having a piece of pizza, can you turn around to her and say, no, you need to have a piece of pizza as well, Matzei Shabbos? Are women mechuyev in Malav HaMalka? Now, are women mechuyev in Shalosh Shodes? Brought down that, yes, they are. That women are included in the mitzvahs of Shabbos as well. And therefore, the women, according to many poskim, are included in Shalosh Shodes. So are women included in Malav HaMalka as well? Is Malav HaMalka the same as Shalosh Shodes or not? So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Malav HaMalka, which by the way is one line, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin is really basically one line, and the Magen Avraham is only four or five lines, but he says, Ayin Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph. That's what he just says. In the context of other things, but this point is an independent point. It says, Ayin Reish Tzadi Aleph. So what does Magen Avraham mean? If you look at Reish Tzadi Aleph, what does it say? It talks about the halachas that women are mechuyev in Shalosh Shodes. So what's the Magen Avraham doing? He says, look there. You know, any good lawyer knows, he says, look there. Does that mean good or does it mean bad? It's unclear. So two opinions. Shita number one, the Machatzis of Shekel says, well, it's very clear what the Magen Avraham is doing. He's saying, look over there, women are chayiv in Shalosh Shodes. So duh, women are chayiv here in Malav HaMalka as well. It should be the same thing. Comes along the Prima Gadim and says the exact opposite. He makes his comments the exact opposite of the Machatzis Shekel. He says, you know what the Magen Avraham is doing? He's telling you, look over there, women are chayiv in Shalosh Shodes, but you know what? They're not chayiv by Malav HaMalka. And you know why? His lashon is, v'kan lo shayich l'Shabbos. Because what does Malav HaMalka have to do with Shabbos? I understand women are chayiv in the dinei Shabbos, zachar v'shamor. I understand Shalosh Shodes, I understand the meals, and they have kiddush, etc. Malav HaMalka has nothing to do with Shabbos. So you see over here, nafka mina number one is Shalosh Shodes, is Malav HaMalka connected to the meals of Shabbos or not? Will affect, is your wife mechuyev in Shalosh Shodes or not? So halacha l'maisa, how do you paskin? Wait, just 1 second. Is your wife mechuyev? So at the end of the day, we say according to both opinions. Even the Prima Gadim, who thought the Magen Avraham was saying that you're not chayev, that your wife is not chayev in Shalosh Shodes, he says no. Even the Prima Gadim himself personally holds your wife should be chayev. You know why? Because of the Kabbalistic reasons. Even as to connect it to the loose bone, it's a healthy thing to eat Malav HaMalka. Or we say I think it's called Pikabala, that says that women who eat Malav HaMalka won't have any problems giving birth. They won't have any childbirth pains in childbirth. So for that reason, women eat Malav HaMalka. But fundamentally, are women really chayiv in or not should be based on if this meal is a Shabbistic meal, or is it like, in a way, an independent concept which has no connection to Shabbos. Yeah.
So if that's the case, why should men be chayiv
too? What, meaning why?
You say if women, the reason women, it's not connected to Shabbos,
yeah.
So why should
Well, we have a separate concept. The Brugmar brings down this concept to escort the Shabbos out. The question is, though, is it similar just in Lumbus? Is it the same meal as like Shabbos? Is it like a fourth meal? Or is it its own separate entity? So that would be based upon the Nafkamin would be, are women chayv or not? That's point number one. Point number two is a wild Elio Zuta. You really can't make this up. Elio Zuta says, let's say, you know, there's a lot of Zmiris by your Shalosh Shudas. Here, definitely, you know, it's true, Zmiris is very loud, you know, you're very powerful. And now, what time is your Shalosh Shudas ending? It's already a half hour, 45 minutes, 50 minutes after Shkia. Right? Especially if you daven Mincha 15 minutes before Shkia, then the time you have Shalosh Shudas exactly at Shkia, the time Shalosh Shudas is over, you know, the time you have your last bite of bread, you're way into Tzeis, according to many opinions. Do you have to have Malav Malka now? You look at me like I'm crazy. Of course you have to have Malav Malka. What is the fact that you had Shalosh Shudas late have anything to do with anything? Says the El Yezuta, if Shalosh Shudas is Mamshech, if it continues into past, you know, nightfall, however you define nightfall, which according to many opinions we definitely do over here, and have bread after nightfall, you don't have to have Malav Malka. So says the Aruch HaShulchan as well. Wait 1 second. So there's one more second. Tila David asks on that. He says, that's ridiculous. What? How can you be Yotze Malav HaMalka when it's still Shabbos? You still have Kedusha Shabbos. You haven't done Avdallah. You haven't done anything. You haven't done Marv. It's still Shabbos. How can you fulfill Malav HaMalka on Shabbos? And therefore, Tila David seems to argue with such a concept. What are they arguing about? Perhaps you could say, again, this is my own thought, perhaps you could say that they're arguing about how connected is Malav HaMalka to Shabbos. If you say Malav HaMalka is just a meal of Shabbos, let me ask you a question. Let's say your Shabbos meal, you know, you have friends over, you know, the friends that just don't shut up, right? They keep on talking and talking, and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they haven't left yet, right? You're trying to get rid of him, they coughed enough times, you know, you tell your wife to bring up my macaroni, they're still there. Do you have to do Shalosh Shudas? Your lunch meal went past Chatzos, went long. So according to some poskims, you don't. Why? Because it was in both times. You had a piece of bread before, a piece of bread after. It covers both. So same thing over here. If your own Malav Malka is just like a fourth meal, so your Shabbos Shudas meal started earlier, it went after Shabbos, so it's connected. Malav Malka is a chelik of Shabbos. As opposed to if you say Malav Malka is just an independent concept, that would be what the Tivu David says. He says, what do you mean? This is a new meal that has to be done Matzei Shabbos. This has nothing to do with Shabbos. You could suggest that, take it or leave it. Yeah.
So then, according to what you just said, when you bench,
yeah,
do you say Ritzei?
Good question. Some want to prove from here, you see the fact that, you know, you would still say Ritzei, that it can't count as Malav HaMalka. That's kind of like what the Tivu David is going on. But the other svar, you could say, is who cares? Who says Malav HaMalka has to be Matzei Shabbos? It's to escort the Shabbos, but it's a fourth meal of Shabbos, perhaps. That's Nafkami number two. Yeah.
If it's a fourth meal, then I could have Shalosh Shudas at 2 in the afternoon.
And have Malav Malka on Shabbos. No, obviously it has to show, and there's certain times for it. I hear that. You can't have all four meals Friday night, right? But the idea is there's a certain time for the meal. But perhaps in Lomdus, it's connected to Shabbos a little bit. Oh, what is most of Kol Shalchol mean? It's that you should, you know, have Shabbos longer than the exact time periods. No?
So wouldn't that be, you know, I'm still having Shabbos and it's not the Malav Malka? Because I'm still calling it Shabbos. I didn't make
so what's Pshat with El Yezuta? He says, so. So how do you understand El Yezuta? No, I don't know. So I have no explanation either. Aruch HaShulchan fastens way. Halacha Ma'aseh Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. He says, Ha'ochel Suda Shlishas B'Shabbos U'Marach Bar Chashecha Pater Misudas Malav HaMalka. So he also brings down his machlokas. It's a machlokas, halachol ma'isa. It's a huge nafkamina when you can't, when these short, on the long summer, you know, Shabbos, we could have Malav HaMalka when Shabbos ends at 11 p.m., you know, when you have pizza, you know, you can have pizza almost all the weeks of the year. But now when Shabbos ends at 10 o'clock, you know, you finally clean up your house, it's already 11:30, you could have any bread anymore. So it could be a Shabbos Shudas, and it counts, yeah? He says, according to one opinion, you don't need it. Yep. Third nafkamina is what about what should you eat from Malav HaMalka? Does pizza count? So the Chuvas Vanaga says you should specifically have hot food. You should have a leftover cholent. You should have a leftover cholent. Yeah? And have the leftover chamin that you had from Shabbos. He brings a whole reason to why this is because the whole point of Malav HaMalka is we show, look, we couldn't cook this cholent before. Now we could cook the cholent. Now I'm being mafrid ben Shabbos to a chol. You should have the cholent matzah Shabbos. It's a great, great move if you can. I guess you have to be under 30 to be able to do that one. But the point is that you see over here what? You see there's a connection between matzah Shabbos and the Shabbos food again. Maybe those that argue it's not exactly the same because it's for a different reason. But you see again, according to the Shuvas van Hagas, the fourth meal is very much connected to the Shabbos system. There's also a sheet that says you have to have Lecha Mishnah by Mlava Malka, which would also fit very nicely. I think it's the Ari. So based on that also, the Matzah Shabbos meal is very connected to the Shabbos meal. Final question. What about Matzah Yontif? Matzah Yontif, do you have to have Mlava Malka? What do you think? Maybe based on the same exact issue. So the Briskarov and others, apparently the Briskarov was asked, do you supposed to have Mlava Malka Matzah Yontif? And he said, why not? Lama lo, I saw in the Sefer. Well, why not? Yeah? That's what they quote in the name of the Briskarov. Why shouldn't Yontif be any different? According to that, that would seem to say that it's not a din specifically in the meals of Shabbos. Because on Yontif, according to many, you don't even have to have Shalosh Shudis. So that the Briskarov was assuming that you need to have Mlava Malka Matzah Yontif. That doesn't seem to think that the meal itself, I would think, is connected to the Shabbos meals. That may just be that every time Yontif is gone or Shabbos is gone, you have a separate new halacha of a meal. As opposed to the Tshuvas van Hagas, is Lishita. So, since it's only Shabbos, the whole point is to show you that you couldn't cook on Shabbos, now you could cook Matzah Shabbos. You don't have this on Yontif, because Yontif, you're allowed to cook. So based on that, the Tshuvas van Hagas would be telling you, maybe that Mlava Malka is a specifically a connected meal, connected to Shabbos, but you wouldn't have that on Yontif. Again, there's a lot of halachas and take it or leave it. If you don't like all these connections, each halacha by itself, you learn something else. Maybe you could try to bunch it all together and see there's a big chakira. Is the Mlava Malka meal, how connected is it to Shabbos? Should you wear big day Shabbos or not? You know, stuff like that. How early should you do may also be connected to it for another time.